calming femininity to the clothes. We're still seeing a lot of flowers. We're still seeing a lot of color.
There was a lot of yellow for the first few days, but there are a lot of sort of springy colors. It's not all about, you know, muted earth tones.
Been seeing flashes of purple. Still a lot of off the shoulder, which is surprising considering how strong that trend was the last season. Volume has been a definite trend that we've been seeing. Slip dresses also, this sense of lingerie.
You're going to want something very long and filmy. We've seen a lot of skirts with different levels of length.
Hair and makeup, you know, it's been very natural. I feel like New York is more of a natural city just because it's much more about ready-to-wear and it's much more about day-to-day. I'm such a huge nail buff. I love looking at the manicures.
We've been seeing a lot of neutrals here at Fashion Week, and not necessarily nudes.
They've all kind of stayed in the same category of being neutrals, but yet the designers have been playing with color in a different way. We've seen an array of 9 different colors at a show, or doing metallic, a chrome look, and then also using glitters a lot.
With the mixed materials and textures and things like that, you don't want to go too over the top with the nails. So that little bit of glitter is just the perfect accent.
There's a lot of stuff that is just, for lack of a better word, pretty. And that sounds like the most obvious thing, but as any fashion editor who's gone to season after season of shows can tell you, you often sit in this front row and think there's nothing that would qualify as pretty. And that is not true this season. There have been so many sort of sweet details.